You go all the way down with your left finger.
Thank you.
too.
Were you still playing it in D?
No, A, I was
A. You were in A now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You will if you don't watch. You got to get too long. You got. Then you get tired, why should you go like. And you're right back where you was, you know.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just.
Is everybody going with us chickens?
Nobody here but us chickens.
I'm getting hot.
Do something
deep. All right, what do you want to do? Fortune?
Oh, let me see if I can remember that one. Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Why don't you do that one? I'll see if I can remember. Do you know Fortune?
Yes.
Okay, I'll watch you. No, I used to know how to play Fortune, but I was trying to do it the other day.
And
I
couldn't
figure out. Yeah.
G, there's a G goes in.
Thank you.
fortune, a little bit of trouble. Lost it all again, then when I got trouble.
There's a lot of different ways. Okay, I got this banjo. It's a hard choice, but I think I'd have to trade that fiddle for this banjo if you do it. Guess that tells you where my heart is.
Yeah.
Thank you. you get pretty good stereo.
Oh, it's coming through the...
So you get stereo.
I see.
It goes from one channel to the other.
Got confused. There's another version of... Oh, yeah.
Just what?
Plainer, if it's okay with you.
Well, you can't hear that guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And that mic.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you can't turn it on. Let's see.
Okay.
That helps you along to have somebody behind you there. It does me. I've played with guitar so much. I bet you can't hear it.
Okay.
Got any questions you want to ask about that one tune? If there's anything you don't quite understand, I'll be glad to show it to you. Pretty inly in that peghead, ain't it?
Yeah.
I've got some designs about like that, they're only a whole lot bigger you don't put in the peghead. In fact, it's the center part of a orpium number 2 inlay, if you remember what they are, and then the rest of it just covered it. And I just took the center part. Any questions?
One place where you're hitting a fast note there, Kyle.
Which one you talking about?
Yeah, that's right.
Where was that? In the D?
Where are you going? At the beginning of... Yeah, right there.
Hit it twice, we thought. Where's the little lady that was speaking about you all ago? Well, she's not in. Yeah, you're the one. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Leave that second string down. You can get this little wing in there, you know. You can't do that with it already tuned up. You've got to do it with this finger. You hit it open, and then you note it before it quits ringing. You gotta have it down. Brown's Dream. Now, what else you got on your mind?
How about playing John Brown's Dream?
Just did. You want a little more than that, all right. Like I'd play it on the fiddle, I might not have it right. But. Didn't get that started. That's one called Sunny South, but I didn't get it started. Thank you. What's on your mind now, Mike?
Well, I was just trying to watch your right hand there and see how little you move your finger, seems like. It's most
this hand?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, lining your arm up with your banjo neck. You don't have to do a lot of moving. It's already where you want it. Just have to. See, some people play a banjo like this. I couldn't play a lick like that. I got to get it down there and line it up with that neck. Just trying to hold it there, you know. You can do it, try it.
Oh, that's all right. We're not in tune, so.
Well, I know it, but. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm picking the fifth string over, and you're not. You just lay it on. Seconds about all the other why it sounds. I think you're just doing that to have something to do more than anything else. I don't believe it does anything to the sound.
I don't see how you're catching that note on that, the second fret of the first string there.
Right here?
I don't mean to ruin your playing.
Yeah, I guess it does note it a little bit there. It don't seem like it does, but when you don't do it, it don't sound right.
Yeah.
May not be in
tune. See?
Are you snagging this string?
You're leaving the first string open, but you also choked in there a little bit, you know, but primarily it's on an open string. Sound flat. Maybe it's because I got a skin head.
It's those tricky little.
Yeah, it's just something you got to feel out yourself. Ain't no way you can tell nobody how to do it. There ain't no way you can tell nobody how to double thumb, you know. They've got to learn to feel that themselves because you do it all at one lick. Teach you to use that thumb because you can do it all at the same lick.
Let that be a lesson to you students. you can't get it, don't blame me.
No way in the world that you could tell nobody to get that thumb lick. You know it.
I'm glad you came.
But you just got to feel that yourself.
But now when you was learning, was everybody that down in your part of the country playing like that?
Yeah.
Is that the way they play?
Well, there's a couple of guys that played with it. Well, back when I was a boy, before the bluegrass come in, they used three picks, you know, on the finger. Three fingers and a thumb. Now, that's the way my brother plays the banjo. He plays by chords, you know.
Right.
Three fingers and a thumb. Yeah, roll. But it's not a bluegrass one. But otherwise, that's all the way they played. Then I learned to play a plectrum banjo by chord, a four string, you know. I used to play that in the band. Use one finger and a thumb. Thing, you wouldn't have that fifth. You wouldn't have the fifth string to go to there. Some tunes you need that fifth string, and some you don't really. They need. Let me see if I can get across a couple of chords here, sort of show you the lick that people used to use back when I was a boy. It played with two fingers. It played a chord that you know. see most of the time, you know, this is D where I am. And if you was going to play with a band, you'd tune your banjo in C, and that would put you on an F right there, and a G here, and a C here, and a C here, and a D here, and E here, I think. And then you're getting back to your F, and your G, and your A, and then your C again. But if you learn to do that, you can play any tune that anybody can lead, because it's just like a guitar, you just coordinate, you know. And you just get your rhythm there. I love to play waltz tune like that. There's other positions to get them, but that's the way I always done. Just go all the way to here, and then, of course, when you leave here, you have to go all over again. And this is the same note that you'd have right here.
That's just a thumb and one finger.
Yeah, one finger. That's the way Charlie Poole played, wasn't it?
It sounds like it.
That's the way he played, only he played it more by note, you know, instead of chord. He'd done some chord, but he'd play. He'd maybe. Like that now, older fellas. Well, Wade Ward played, not Wade Ward, Wade played something like that. Wade Maynard, yeah. That's what he plays. One finger and a thumb. And he plays a whole lot by notes, you know. See, you can only use that fifth string just like in, when you're in A. Or D, it'll go with D. When you're tuned in A, you can't use your fifth string only when you're in certain chords there. Just like a bluegrass banjo, he can't use it, you know, only when he's in a certain chord. That's why he wants to capo the fifth string too, you know, to keep it with his other string. I used to play a little bit like that, but hardly ever do it.
Do you know Bury Me Beneath the Willow Tree? You know that one?
Oh. I know the tune if I can think of how it goes. I don't wish I could play it. Neath a willow, neath a weeping willow tree. But it's not too good unless you sing it, I don't think. It's just like that cold, icy floor, you know. You know, you heard that. Wade Ward's brother, I think Uncle Wade helped him record that. If you take that singing out of there, you wouldn't have nothing.
How about Katie Clyde?
You do that in, Tommy likes to do it in A, but I like it better in D. Let's see if I can get... Me and Tommy recorded it in A. He liked it in A, but I think you'd get more out of it in D myself. Katie Klein, we always call it Klein. Tommy called it Katie Clyde. Katie Clyde, but he must got a different pronunciation than what I did. I don't know. but he even spelled it different than what I do. What else you need to know that I don't know? I got a place on my lips to give me a little trouble. I hope I don't have lip cancer. Tom, 76, you down there? Somebody on their banjo case. Was you there? Was you? Boy, that was a mess, I guess. Yeah. I went through there on, I think it's Tuesday before the thing was happening, to take some records over to board, and it took me a long time to ever get in there. They finally just stopped letting them turn off at 58, I think.
Yeah. I think they were lying too close in chaos.
They had a helicopter, you know, carrying the performers in that way. But they just finally wouldn't let nobody turn off at 58 at all to go in there. Go in there.
I'd love to play a chord banjo behind you just to okay. See whether that work out.
All right, get your banjo.
To break it up.
It'll work. It'll work out. What?
Do one of your showpieces.
Showpieces?
Yeah.
I ain't got no showpieces.
Play fancy.
Oh, no. Cute little banjo that's been tuned up. Tommy plays a tune that's called John Henry. That's kind of a bluesy thing. In A or G? I'm not sure.
He played an A. Yeah. John Henry?
Yeah, but it's different from the John Henry we used to. It's sort of a real bluesy thing. Do you play that?
I can play it sort of like Tommy does, yeah.
I think you played it, yeah. Did you play it? You played it yesterday, I think, didn't you?
No, that's John,
I didn't hear it.
That's John Hardy.
That's John Hardy.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd love to hear John.
I guess it's the same thing that he does. You get a tune there?
Yeah, but I'd love to hear John Henry.
Well, this is not the regular John Henry, if it's the one we call it Tommy Gerald's John Henry.
I never heard him do nothing only the way I'm going
to
do it.
I'd like to hear it.
I don't...
You played an A?
Yeah, A. That way there? Another way to play John Henry, but it plays in D that way, and it got a little slower tempo.
Does he just call that John Henry?
Yeah, that's the old time way. Now it's not like the bluegrass fellas play, but it's the way I learned it.
Well, now that you're back in A, could you do one quick run through of Policeman so I can hear you do it on the banjo?
Pretty easy to lose it out there in one place.
Yeah.
I lost it anyway. That's another one needs to be sung.
It's a good song.
Most any of them sounds better if somebody sing them, I think, just a little of it.
Well, it sounded okay when you were singing the other day, yesterday.
No, I can't sing. Now, you going to chord one? What gear are you tuned in there? Did you drop your fourth string?
I dropped the fourth string so I could chord like you were showing
the folks.
Yeah,
drop your second string too like you're going to play in A?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. Now you'll be playing up. I think, that'll be your...
I'm not quite in tune
with that. Well, I've got a change here to you. That's A. it should be G right there. Well, we'd play like I'm in G, I guess. Yeah. I think it sounds good to have another banjo like that. I like to play with a bluegrass banjo if you'll, you know, lighten up so you hear your own self. Me and Bobby used to play together a lot, Bobby Patton. He played bluegrass with me the whole time. Works out pretty good.
I just wanted to play one or two tunes to show you the recording ideas that we were talking about the other day. On the banjo.
Well, that's the way they used to, till the bluegrass come around. That's about the only way they played, you know. Unless they did play the melody. Anybody got anything they want to say? Ask me. I'll try my best to answer them.
After a while, we could go back to Ducks on the Mill Pond. And after a while, that might be a nice thing to do. Review that again.
Yeah, I heard some of them working on it in there this morning. Some of them was getting it right, and some of them was missing part of it. You know, just making a wrong turn. So if I hear somebody doing that again, I'm going to them, show them where they're doing it wrong. You know,
can you play Richmond on the banjo?
I can't do no good of that on the banjo. I'd have to do that on the fiddle.
Well, we did that one yesterday.
Yeah, you was working on that with a fiddle, wasn't you? Mm-hmm. Was you?
Alice
was.
Briefly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were talking yesterday at the square dance, asking when and how you fit practice time in. Mentioned in the winter time there was lots of spare time.
Oh yeah, we used to play in the winter time a lot, and then tobacco curing time about the middle of August they start priming tobacco, you know, and from then on till next spring. You had to set up them barns, you know, keep fire on them, dry the leaves. You got to sleep a little, but you had to be up and down all night, so you might as well stay up. We'd use
the
step.
The banjo during the night.
Yeah.
Curing tobacco.
Yeah, just sit around and pick the banjo. Maybe your neighbor would come over if he could play, and you'd both play together.
Any other times like that? Have a lot of time.
Well, in the spring of the year, like before the weather opened up, so you could plow, you know, do your field work. They had what they call wood choppings to cut the wood to cure this tobacco next year. And all the neighbors would go in and help one neighbor. You know, he'd cut at his house one day, and then that night they'd have a square dance. And maybe the next day, or a couple of days after that, they'd go to another neighbor's house and help him cut wood and have another square dance. But any time they had a working of any kind, they had a dance that night, whatever it was.
You were saying for a while there, you were playing every Saturday night?
Oh, yeah, every Saturday night. We used to play every Saturday night, me and Fred and Paul and them boys. If we didn't have a square dance or something to play for, we'd just play for the hell out of it, you know. And then Sunday afternoon, we'd get together and play. We'd liable to find us down on the side of the road somewhere on Sunday afternoon. That's where we took no stop, start playing, that's where we played. And sometimes, after a while, there'd be a big crowd there, you know, just stop and start playing, and people pass, they'd just stop. Blocking traffic and everything.